Chapter 142 to S. N. Haskell from Wellington, New Zealand, May 12, 1893. Dear Brother Haskell, we were glad to receive your letter and to hear some particulars that had not reached us. We have not received the last numbers of the bulletin. I rejoice that you had so good a conference. I'm so glad that you are of good courage and in faith and power could stand before the people. I praise my Heavenly Father that your light could shine forth in clear, steady rays, and that you could give the trumpet a certain sound. But I learn nothing from any letters received regarding Elder Smith. Why are all so silent in reference to this case? What course did he pursue? I feel deeply interested in Elder Smith, and feel very anxious that he shall stand in the clear light. Why did he do as he did? Why did he make apparent his difference of opinion with Elder Jones? What motives prompted him to action? Does he justify himself? What can he say in thus parading before the world opposing views? Why did he put this article of Elder Jones in the paper? If you know, please enlighten me, for it is beyond me to understand what it all means. I want Elder Smith to stand in the freedom of the sons of God, and if he does not do this, then he will be a channel of darkness through whom Satan can work to perplex and discourage other souls. I received the act of kindness on your part in taking up that note of Elder Fulton's. We'll do as you wish about it, and may the Lord lead and bless and guide you in all your ways is my prayer. While your wife is spared to you, you will probably have to be near her. When her life closes, we would be more than glad to see you over here, if it be the will of the Lord. We cannot see the least prospect of leaving here when the 2 years are ended. However much we would be pleased to do this, but we are pleased to do the will of the Lord in all our course of action. We found a rich feast in reading the bulletin, and were so glad that you could take so active a part in the meeting. We feel very desirous that the old hands should hold the banner aloft, unfurled steadily with unfaltering nerve. This is the will of our Heavenly Father. I could wish that Elder Butler would come out from the shadow of death and into the chamber of light and brightness. This prophecy in reference to Willie was as false as it was unjust and cruel. He has never taken back one word of his pronouncing judgment upon Willie as he did. I have no call to write to him anything. Poor man, I feel so sorry for him. But why do not those who have led him into this difficulty try to help him? And why do they not confess to him this wrong course and take the stumbling blocks out of his way? The Lord forbid he should go down to the grave mourning over broken bones. The great Restorer will heal him if he feels any need of being healed. If he feels whole and in no need of a physician, then he will be left unhealed, unrestored. This must go into the man mail soon. Much respect to Sister Haskell and yourself. Be of good courage in the Lord. Always rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Yours respectfully, Ellen G. White.